question was asked, how did the Moabite women get the Jewish people to sin? So it says in Avos Derabbi Nasan that Bilam gave Balak the following advice. He said, the Jews are pretty tired all the time. They eat man. So they're tired of it. Bring them some special stuff and you'll see how you'll be able to take them down. So what they did was they set up shops outside Israel's camp. And they set up a bunch of tents. Thousands of tents. And they had outside those tents old women selling wine. And the Jews went out to buy the wine. And the old women would pour him a cup of wine. Yes. And the old woman would pour him a cup of wine and he'd drink it. And he'd say, that's great. How much is that? And she'd tell him a price. And then she'd say, but if you want a better cup of wine, I have better wine inside. Go see. And then the Jew would go inside the tent. He'd come in and it was dimly lit. He'd look around and he'd see a bed. And on the bed was a Moabite girl without clothing. And she'd say, here, I have a cup of wine for you. And now he's in the tent with her and she's inviting. Obviously, this wasn't by mistake. And he's interested and she'd give him a drink of wine. And after he had that second cup of wine, his guard was down. And then she'd say, but if you want me, I want you to defecate in front of that idol. And they had Baal Peor there. And only after he'd do that would she let him be intimate with her. And this was the way they would worship Baal Peor. And so then the Jews were both serving Baal Peor by defecating in front of the idol. That's the way it was served. And being with the Moabite girls. And this is the way they got him. That's what the Midrash says. Okay.
Is this where the expression, holy crap, comes
from? I don't know.
I was